Listen, are you team robot or team no-bot? Our very own Sienna went on a splurge this week. Not only did she went to Nashville, hung out with your friend. And by the way, please call 602-805-0101. Are you team no-bot or team robot? Because Sienna bought a damn robot.
I'm team robot, yes. So what it is basically like a little robot head that you could put in someone's house, which I would specifically put in my parents' house. So when I want to catch up with them or see what they're doing, it roams around the house and I'm in full control. So I control it from my phone.
Mm-hmm. Spying. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Spying on your parents is kind of weird. And it's called Enabot?
Enabot, yes.
Enabot. Obviously, the big question, how much are these in there?
$270. I already bought it without even telling my parents, so...
And I think that's where me and JD were tripping on, like, you don't even ask your parents if they wanted a damn robot in their house.
I hate how affordable that is.
It really
makes me upset.
Listen, that was my number one wonder. Like, well, how much was this? Because I'm thinking thousands. At least a G, 1500. 270 is really affordable.
Which means it can break easy, which I hope it does. With all due respect.
One swift soccer kick from your dad.
It'd be a shame if I didn't see it. What if they trip and fall on it? Anyway.
Just stomp it out.
Okay, like, how big is it? Like, on the, is it like size of a volleyball or a softball?
I would say a little bit bigger than a softball.
Like a medicine ball type ordeal?
Yeah, that's what I would say.
And it just has little wheels and it just rolls around.
It just rolls around.
What the hell?
And it has eyes on it that blink and everything.
It does.
It's really cute.
All right. So, we convinced Sienna. We're going to call her mom up because they don't even know about this. Your mom or dad. Your mom is up this morning. We're going to call Sienna's mom how she feels about that. She bought her little robot to just, I don't care what you say. It's kind of spying.
It's spying, Joey.
Spying
on
them at any point.
Yeah.
That Sienna's going to control by her phone. Okay, so let's take a call. Let's see if anybody's agreeing with me and JD or they like this new thing called Enabot, which might be the thing now that I'm thinking about it. The holidays. I've already started my Christmas shopping. Do you think this is going to be the hot item? This could be,
it
right?
It could be.
I wish I had someone that I could put an Enabot in their house.
Yeah.
Who would you put an Enabot in? Would you put it in your mom's?
No, dude. My mom would say, are you out of your mind?
Yeah, your mom would kick it out of the house.
Oh, God. All right. Well, I'm going to go. If a lot of calls, I'm going to just buy one.
You can put it in your mom's house since you get to check on your dad.
Or my ex-wife.
Or that.
Check on the kids, obviously. We got Michelle and Phoenix on the line. What's that?
Here, Gia. Bring this in here.
Yeah. We're going to play Grenader. I just throw this in,
in the
room.
A little toy?
Yeah. What? A friend is over? Your mom's friend? Okay, play grenade. You know what that means, right? Slowly open the door, just throw the grenade on the roof floor. Anyway, Michelle
crazy.
And Phoenix, are you team robot or team no-bot?
I'm team robot. I have one. My daughter is, she was a traveling nurse, so she was traveling in California, and we had her dog. And she got one for us, and all of a sudden, it was pink, and she would just roll out, and the eyes would blink, and it was the best.
What the weirdo?
When we would get together, like when her siblings, when my other kids would come over, and we'd have dinner and stuff, they'd be like, "Where is Heidi?" And here she would come rolling. Like, just roll out.
They see me rolling. They hate it.
Yes, it was the best.
Okay,
we loved it. And guess what?
What?
She went to St. Mary's too.
Oh, okay. So this must be a St. Mary's thing.
See that? That's why you got to watch your kids at Catholic school. There you go. Now, here's the thing. My problem is you can't turn it off, correct?
Correct. I mean, I can charge it, but she has control of it. And she would call sometimes and she'd say, "Mom, what's wrong with the rope? Like, I'm trying to roll. Like, what's going on?"
I'm trying to roll.
What?
Yeah, okay, well, I have time right now, so put, you know, make sure. I'm like, okay, babe, like, you know, so. Or she'd say, "Are you guys not home?" I'm like, "No, babe, we're not home." She's like, "Oh, yeah, because I was rolling all over. I didn't, you know." She's like, "I saw Mila."
This is weird.
Like, where are you guys?
Oh, no.
But you had a discussion about it before, right?
No, it was a surprise.
Oh, man, y'all did go to St. Mary's.
I know.
Okay.
But it's funny because, well, actually, the mom of my friend who owns this, the brother, went to St. Mary's with me, so that's how I know his sister. So that's funny. All St. Mary's related. But she also thinks it's normalized. Like, the mom is just like, okay, yeah. Like, it's not weird at all. Like, Michelle here, where they love it.
Huh. She's a traveling nurse. I kind of get that.
Yeah, my kids would say, like, to her, "Mom, is Heidi, you know, is Heidi going to be on?" I'm like, "I don't know, but like, text her, see where she's at, you know, whatever. Like, we didn't know. She worked nights in the ER, so, you know, sometimes she was asleep, stuff, but then she'd have days off where she'd, you know, just be chilling. And,
so,
what are you doing?
With the robot, you can't turn it on to, like, if you're missing your daughter, can you try to, like, does it beep her or does it buzz her? Like, you're trying to talk to her through the robot?
No.
I can't
do that.
All the controls on the dog.
She'd have to have one, too. She'd have to have, like, her own, I believe.
Yeah. I have a solution. If you just bought one, your mom gets to buy one, and your dad gets to buy one. They get to put it in your house.
So they get two in my house versus one?
No, so they get one in their house and one in your house.
I mean, sure.
No, I don't think they want to do that.
Yeah. They know for their own good.
Yeah. I wouldn't either. I'm like, nah, I'm good.
They have a vision of how innocent their daughter is. Just leave it at that.
Yeah. Again, family right. show, guys.
She's in her 30s, but I'm good. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Well, we got a big co-sign on Team Robot. You think it's a great idea. You're a mom. You love it. And well, we're going to call her mom. Yeah. We're going to see how she feels. I feel like her mom's going to say the same thing.
I feel like she's like, oh, my baby girl. Da, 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 da. Of course. Yeah.
We love it. And the eyes, you know, the eyes blink and they do all, they make the heart. It could be a heart on their eyes. And so it's so cute. Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. No. They're going to make accessories. Two arms are going to strangle you while you sleep. Our world now.
Yeah.
Oh, God. What's this called? They're going to be all up in you. These robots are going to be taking advantage of you.
The Enema. I think that's how you say it.
They're called the Enema. Enema bot. You better be careful.
They're going to come with accessories to strangle you.
I love it.
I'm scared. I'm scared of this whole thing you guys are getting suckered into. iRobot is happening as we
it
speak.
It really is.
Oh,
dude.
The Enema. We put lashes. Yeah. It's like, this is our world.
They take us out.
Yeah, it has hard eyes, yeah.
You sleep in the garage. My bed. All right. Well, thank you for calling. And all right. Big point for you, Sienna.
Yes, I love it. Thank you, Michelle.
All right, thank you. Have a great day, y'all.
Don't tell us what to do.
Bye.
Bye. All right. All right. Coming up next, listen, we're calling Sienna's mom. I'm so sick of that call. Are you kidding me? We're trying to make a point here. The robots
Come
are
on,
taking
man.
Over. I don't understand how everyone is just, they're tricking us. This is all part of the plan.
And we're falling for it, is
Your
that what you're saying?
You guys are falling for it. Uncle Joey's here. Kids, don't buy robot things. Just don't do it. Now they're putting eyelashes on it. It's cute. Now they're spying on us. It's happening.
I'm protesting Roombas today, too, on top of that.
Use a broom. Use the damn broom. You got two arms that work.
Nah.
Ah, God. Okay. Well, we're calling your mom to see how she feels. Hopefully she's team me and JD on this team, Nobot. Instead of Team Robot.
We'll see.
Okay. What's up next? Morning Mess. Oh, God.